It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. My name's Pete Hartman. I'm alongside David Johnson in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio. David is, of course, Executive Director of the Fayetteville Public Library. We've been seeing you on average about once every couple of months, maybe once every 3 months, talking about the expansion of the library. Thanks for coming back again. Yeah. How have you been?
We're good, and things are moving fast.
Okay.
And so we've got a lot of exciting things to talk about with the community, and we're just very pleased with the process and how this expansion project's going. We're going to add about 70,000 square feet, and we're going to deliver on a promise to the community. We're going to give them double the size of our youth services program in space. We're going to add a 700-seat multi-purpose center, innovation center, beyond a makerspace. This is going to be a place where you can come and create and innovate with a full-size audio studio, video recording studio, a virtual reality lab, robotics labs. And we're also going to be adding a genealogy center for state, local, and family history. So those were the things that we promised the voters that we would do, and we're very excited in the direction in which we're going to be able to deliver those. We have just completed the asbestos abatement of the Old City Hospital.
Okay.
To the south of the library. So it's clean, free of abatement, and we are in the process of selecting who's going to begin our demolition project. There's some decisions still going on about how do we honor that facility and all of the precious memories of the people in the community with that building, and we aim to do that. But on June 25th, we begin demolition.
Give us kind of and I know, believe me on these things, timelines change daily. Then what kind of give us the next, say, year, if you can, of things that people might actually be seeing happen.
Perfect. Yeah. So as soon as we finish with demolition, we'll begin looking at the grading of the property in order to make sure the design can fit on that topography. And then I think you'll see right around January, first week of January, we begin building.
Okay.
So it's going to be about an 18-month build. And we hope to be open and have a grand celebration sometime in probably the third quarter of 2020. So
nice.
You're looking at summertime.
That'll be
so
fun.
It's going to be fabulous. And, this library has been transformative to this community. And so we feel a tremendous responsibility of taking it to the next level and continuing to allow people in this community to educate, entertain, explore, find information, and connect with friends and coworkers.
Thanks for coming up.
You bet, Pete.
It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF, where local matters.